KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. The weekly Associated Press Boys High School basketball poll has come out. Class 4A Waukee is top rated, with Cedar Falls and Ankeny Centennial the top three. Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln checks in at number four in this week's poll. Council Bluffs' Thomas Jefferson also got some votes, but didn't quite crack the top 10 this week. In Class 3A, Dallas Center Grimes is top rated, with Pella number two. Carroll is in at number three this week. Glenwood checks in at number eight in the poll. Harlan also got a vote, but didn't make the top 10. In Class 2A, it's Boyden Hall on top, with AHSTW staying put at number two in the list. They got a couple of first-place votes. Denver is number three this time around. Trainer in at number five in this week's poll. In Class 1A, North Lynn, Martinsdale, St. Mary's, and Lake Mills, the top three rated teams. No area squads show up in this week's rankings. Well, Drake is now 11-0 on the basketball season. The Bulldogs erased a 9-point deficit to beat Indiana State 73-66 yesterday, as they claimed a sweep of their two-game series.
They took it to us early, you know, that first half. I thought they really won a lot of the 50-50 balls and kind of out-toughed us a little bit. But I was really proud of our guys that second half. I thought they matched that same fight and were able to come back and claw out a gutsy win. So really proud of them.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. The Bulldogs won despite connecting on only four of their 16 three-point tries.
Gutsy win by our guys and really proud of them. It's these back-to-backs are tough. They're hard, especially on the road. And I love the way they gutted this one out.
Drake continues to win here early season. Well, Northern Iowa raced out to a 32-9 lead at the outset, then held off a Missouri State rally to pick up an 85-75 win in Cedar Falls to earn a split of their two-game series.
This was the best feel that we had in terms of the team toughness and the team sticking up for each other, the togetherness, that it requires for your group to move forward. This is the best feel throughout the 40 minutes.
That's Panther coach Ben Jacobson. Austin Fife had 21 points as UNI claimed its first win since December 4th.
You play the game to win, right? I mean, there's a lot that, in terms of confidence, picking up a bounce in your step, there's a lot of things that come with winning a basketball game. But our guys know. I mean, we celebrated a little bit down the locker room because we should. We played good basketball and we beat a good team.
In top 25 men's college hoops, Wisconsin's men's basketball coach Greg Gard has seen his team win 15 straight home games before they ran into unranked Maryland last night. The Terrapins scored just 24 points in the first half before rallying for a 70-64 win over the sixth-ranked Badgers. Eric Ayala scored 17 points and Aaron Wiggins added 15 with 9 rebounds as the Terrapins bounced back from Big Ten losses to Rutgers and Purdue. Dimitri Trice hit a three-pointer to get the ninth-ranked Badgers within one with under 2 minutes to go before Maryland closed on a 10-5 run. Also top-ranked Gonzaga is 8-0 after an 88-58 rout of Northern Arizona. Liam Robbins had 18 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 block shots, leading 21st-ranked Minnesota to an 81-56 thrashing of number 17 Michigan State. Unbeaten Gonzaga remains the top team in the Associated Press men's basketball poll after picking up 62 of the 64 first-place votes. The Bulldogs have knocked off four ranked teams while going 7-0, including Saturday's 98-75 rout of Virginia. Second-ranked Baylor is followed by Kansas, Villanova, and Houston. Wisconsin, Tennessee, Texas, West Virginia, and Iowa round out the top 10. The Hawkeyes fall 6 spots to number 10 this week. Badgers are among 9 Big Ten teams in this week's poll. A Florida forward Keontae Johnson is back with his team and working as a coach in practice. Johnson was released from the hospital last week, 10 days after collapsing on the court at Florida State and needing emergency medical attention. Coach Mike White says he has no idea whether Johnson will be able to play again this season and adds, "Even if I did, I couldn't talk about it because of privacy laws." The Gators postponed 4 games following Johnson's collapse and took 15 days off. They returned to action Wednesday night at Vanderbilt. The ACC has announced that Tuesday's men's basketball game between number 20 Duke and Pittsburgh postponed because of COVID-19 issues. The postponement follows a positive test, subsequent quarantining, and contact tracing within the Panthers program. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes need to find consistency on the defensive end. After a solid effort in a win over Purdue, the defense took a step back in an overtime loss at Minnesota. The 10th-ranked Hawkeyes will host 19th-ranked Northwestern tonight.
Against Minnesota, it was good at times. It was really bad at times. And, we kind of relied on our offensive ability to go outscore them and didn't get the job done there. So, And I think the same type of effort we had against Carolina and Purdue is going to be necessary in this league.
At 3-0 in the Big Ten, the Wildcats are considered a surprise, and McCaffrey says it's about experience.
I think you look at last year's team, I mean, I think you could see it coming. So now what you have, you know, you've got depth on top of, you know, what is probably one of the best, you know, forget about point guards in our league, one of the best players in our league, in Bowie.
The emergence of Northwestern makes the Big Ten even tougher.
That happens every year, and it's kind of what you expect in this league if you are in a power conference. That's the way it should be. You know, I think without question, ours is the best top to bottom. That's the way it's going to be all year long.
Hawkeye junior Joe Wieskamp says the Wildcats are playing like a team with something to prove.
And you can just tell by watching film that they're connected. Obviously, I'm not in their locker room or their practices, but just tell that the way that they're playing defensively, the way that they're moving the ball on offense, they're playing connected and they're playing like they have something to prove. And they want to be that team that's names mentioned at the top of the league. So it's a good test for us, and I'm excited for it.
This is the first time these two teams have ever played when they're both ranked in the top 25.
Our guys are better players than they were in the past. They've gotten better. They've gotten better. These guys last year, they were a bunch of freshmen and young kids that did not know what it took to win in the Big Ten.
That's Wildcat coach Chris Collins. Northwestern won only three games in the Big Ten all last season. We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. 8 o'clock is tip time. 7 o'clock, we're on the air with the pregame. Iowa facing Northwestern this evening. In women's college hoops news, for the third time, Iowa freshman Caitlin Clark was a Big Ten Conference Award winner. In fact, she won the co-player and freshman of the week honor by the league this week. The West Des Moines native had her first career triple-double last week in a Hawkeye win over Western Illinois. Iowa State freshman Emily Ryan was named the Big 12 freshman of the week. She had 20 points and 10 assists during a win over Drake last week. The honor is the first weekly award for Ryan and the second freshman of the week pick this year for the ISU Cyclones. Heisman Trophy finalists Mac Jones and Devontae Smith have been selected to the Associated Press All-America team. They lead a contingent of five Alabama players on the first-team offense. Crimson Tide running back Najee Harris, tackle Alex Leatherwood, and center Landon Dickerson are also first-team selections. Number one Alabama is the first team since 1980 to place a quarterback, running back, and receiver on the first team. Cornerback Patrick Surtain II gives the Crimson Tide six first-team selections. That's the most in the nation. Number four Notre Dame has two first-team All-Americans, an offensive guard Aaron Banks and linebacker Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah. Iowa State running back Breece Hall and Iowa defensive tackle Davion Nixon were named first-team All-Americans by the Associated Press, while Iowa center Tyler Linderbaum, Iowa State linebacker Mike Rose, they were picked to the second team. Iowa State's tight end Charlie Kohler and defensive end Jaquan Bailey were third-team selections. Florida receivers Trevon Grimes and Kadarius Toney are skipping the Cotton Bowl to prepare for their NFL futures. Their departures mean number 10 Florida will be without its top three pass catchers against 8th-ranked Oklahoma Wednesday night. All-American tight end Kyle Pitts previously opted out of that game. Iowa's picked up a graduate transfer defensive back as Xavier Williams, a transfer from Northern Iowa, announced a commitment to the Hawkeyes. He made that official on Monday. He's a Burlington native who had 50 tackles, an interception, and two fumble recoveries for the UNI Panthers in the 2019 season. The Buffalo Bills again proved that there's a new sheriff in the AFC East. The division champs completed their first season sweep of the Patriots since 1999, rolling to a 38-9 win at Foxborough last night. Josh Allen passed for four touchdowns to help the 12-3 Bills stay in the mix for the number two seed in the AFC playoffs. Allen went 27 of 36 for 320 yards. He now has 34 touchdown passes, and that passes Jim Kelly, setting a single-season franchise record. The Washington football team is parting ways with Dwayne Haskins, capping a rough week for the second-year quarterback. Haskins was stripped of his captaincy last week after photos surfaced of him at a party where several individuals weren't wearing masks. The capper came in Sunday's loss to Carolina. He was 14 of 28 with two interceptions and a fumble before being pulled in the fourth quarter. He later infuriated the team by blowing off the post-game news conference at the stadium before speaking to the media on video from his home. The 2019 first-round pick was 1-5 as a starter this season. Head coach Ron Rivera says either Alex Smith or Taylor Heinicke will start Sunday night's important regular season finale against the Eagles. Washington needs to win that game to capture the NFC East. Quarterback Jared Goff will miss the Rams' season finale against the visiting Cardinals after undergoing surgery on his right thumb. Rams coach Sean McVay says Goff could return a week later if the Rams make the playoffs. John Wolford will be taking his first NFL snaps against Arizona as both those teams are trying to lock down playoff berths. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.